Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving a microphone, dress like the $1 million, bust things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
Steve Harvey,
when?
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Five things that I know successful people have to do. To be successful, the principles are the same. You can apply it to anything. You know, if you want to be happily married, you know, whatever it is, the principles of success are the same. There are a series of things that you have to do. You cannot skip the steps of success. If you do, you're going to have to go back and step on them anyway. So here's a part, man, that I want you all to understand about me and about how to look at it. You know, you cannot underestimate faith and prayer. You just can't. You cannot underestimate the power of faith and the power of prayer. See, for me, this is just for me now. This ain't in the scripture nowhere. This is just something I discovered. What prayer did for me was it tied me to my Creator. It gave me a sense, and I'm describing it this way, but I'm telling you it's deeper than this, but it gave me a sense that I wasn't alone. And in actuality, I wasn't. But prayer helped connect me to the power source that was available to me to get through, get around, or get over whatever it was that was in the way. Whether it was just a period I had to go through of hard work, it had a period I had to go through to learn some lessons, some periods I had to go through from having to pay for some of the mistakes I've made, whatever the case may be, prayer gave me a decided advantage, especially over my enemies. Now, the majority of people in my life that were my enemies, I didn't want them to be my enemies. Make no mistake about this. But through the thing called life, some things went down, some things happened from here and there and went over here and over that way, and a person became my enemy. The majority of enemies I had came out of nowhere. I have no reason to even see why they are my enemies. But, you know, life goes on, man. It happens from time to time. Some people just won't let it go. See, some people in their quest to do something to you or to make you pay, they just won't let it go. Well, it may cause you some discomfort, and some of it may be lies about you and all of this and all of that, but that can't prohibit you from going forward. So what I'm saying is prayer gave me the strength, wisdom, understanding, and courage to either go through it, go around it, or go over it. But it happened. I do not know how I could have made it without faith and without prayer. It would have, something would have got me. YouTube would have got me. The bloggers would have got me. My partners that I grew up with that used to laugh behind my back, they would have got me. My friend that went over to my mother's house one time and told her, you know what Steve's problem is? He out there telling them jokes. He just lazy. He don't want to work. That would have got me. They didn't know. I ain't really mad at them, because they was just, all they was doing was basing their conversations and passing judgment based on what they knew, based on what they believed. They didn't believe I was going to make it. But that's them, though. If it was not for faith, which is the belief in things that you cannot see, I wouldn't have made it. Because I would have listened to everybody else who didn't see me getting here and went along with it. And then prayer, oh my goodness, man. How many times has prayer bailed me out? Prayer has bailed me out. Prayer still bailing me out. Tell you the truth, man. Quiet as it's kept. Prayer, that connection to your Heavenly Father, that connection to your Creator, that connection to that source of power and inspiration, that connection of never feeling that you're alone. You know, I was watching Bishop Jakes on TV yesterday, and it was a repeat. And one of the things he was talking about, well, let me just get to the gist of it. I was going through a portion of my life And I went through it for some years, y'all. I had gotten myself into a jam that lasted for years. I'm telling you, for years, with some serious consequences to follow, for years. And I was so busy looking at where I was at. I was sulking sometimes, man. I'd get on the radio, man, I'd be just done. I was sulking. My spirit had gotten low. I had gotten tired of the fight. And I would come on some mornings, man, and I would try not to let on, but I was hurting. I was, because I had been in it for years, man. I had been in this thing for years. And one thing I was doing, I was so busy looking at where I was at. And when I was watching Bishop Jakes, he preached this sermon. He was talking about so busy looking at where you at that you don't even realize that God has been with you the entire time. And you know what, man? Just yesterday I heard this. And I texted him. I texted Bishop Jakes and I thanked him. Because it was an old message, I could tell. And I texted him up and I said, man, thank you so much. I was just watching you on TV. And you told me, man, something that I'll always remember, that whatever you're going through, that he's there with you the whole time. But see, well, sometimes when you're so busy looking at where you at, you don't even notice where he is. And see, sometimes, man, that helped me. And that's going to help me in the future. To realize that what I'm going through, that he's there with me, and he gonna protect me, and he ain't gonna let my enemies overcome me, and he ain't gonna let nobody overtake me, and he ain't gonna let me go under, cause he's there. It's just, you can't be so busy looking at where you at that you don't take notice of where he at. God is always there. He's always available. And the best way to tap into that and know it is you got to pray. Prayer has changed my life. Prayer can change your life. You can become something if you just pray.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, in honor of International Women's Day today, I would like to open the show by saying, I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. Uh-huh. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind. Cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg. Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't too proud to plead, baby, baby. Don't you go. I heard a proud man.
Verse 2.
Half a man with no sense of pride. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah.
Again. Why I started like that, I do not know. But I wake up in the morning and I go with however it go for me. I thanked him this morning. First thing I did, unlike yesterday. I woke up this morning full of praise and gratitude, because without God, I would be nothing. I don't know who you think you are. I don't care what you think you've accomplished. I'm going to tell you right now, if it wasn't for God, you wouldn't even have breath. Just as simple as that. And without breath, tell me, what would you have? So why are we trying to figure out ways to pat ourselves on the back? We need to pat him on the back and say thank you, appreciate you for everything you are to me and everything you got coming to me. I done gave up trying to figure it out. You know, I really have, man. I'm at this point in my life now where, look, God, whatever you got for me, come on and give it to me, because it's been good so far. So now I ain't even praying. I ain't make no phone calls yesterday. I ain't, you know, whatever. Whatever y'all want to do, fine. Yeah. God going to give me what he want me to have. I am tired of going to meetings and asking people and negotiating. I really am, man. I just sat down yesterday and said, Lord, take the wheel. I'm your child. This your show. I got a part in it, a very, very small part. Grant me the desires of my heart if that's in your will, but do it your way. Maybe I've been going about it the wrong way. Maybe I want stuff that ain't good for me. Just what you want me to have that's good for me. And I just ask you one thing, that it could it just be a lot, though? That's all. Whatever your goodness is, whatever goodness you got for me, just give me a lot of it. That's all I want. I just want a lot. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not, that ain't being greedy. It's just, if God is good to you, and he's full of grace and favor,
yes, sir.
Could I just have a lot of that?
Yeah.
Just give me a lot of it. I ain't asking you for no money. I ain't asking you for nothing. I would love to have a long, healthy life. I would appreciate that. And with that, I'd love to have means to do what I want to do. But if you just hold me right where I am right now, I can ride like this. I ain't got to get no healthier, but I don't want to get no sicker. I ain't got to have no more money, but I don't want to lose none. And I just want to live my life right. You ain't got to do nothing. I'm right. I'm good. I'm letting you know I'm good. Thank you for this here right here. Just don't take nothing.
Yeah. Okay.
Man.
Thank you, man. Lord.
That's a prayer right there.
Yes, man. It is on International Women's Day, Steve. Thank you. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, the nephew will run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. Nephew, what you got today?
I got it. On International Women's Day. Yes, I have. Are your lights on? Are your lights on?
All right,
let's go. Cat, come on. Don't play with it. Let's go.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a.
Who's calling?
They call me Pepper. I live, I think I actually live in an apartment behind you. I think our apartments are up against each other. Are you in unit?
Who want to know?
I want to know. I'm calling you. I got a little bit of a problem. I actually live in which is the apartment our apartments are back to back with each other. I don't mean no harm, man, but you are a though, right?
Yes.
Okay. Here's what's going on. It took me a long time to try to figure this out. But when you come home in the evening and you turn your lights on, my oven and stove come on. And I'm talking about every aisle on my stove is on and burning hot.
How do you know that's because when I turn my lights on?
I didn't figure it out. It just seemed like every time, I hear you when you close your door, and I, every evening I'm like, why is my oven and my stove coming on? And I'm talking about my whole kitchen just 100 degrees in there behind the stove being on like that.
Okay, did you call maintenance?
From my understanding, I'm on the list, and they're not going to get to me for a couple of days now. So I'm asking you, Ms., if you don't mind, to not have your lights on until they come get this fixed.
Okay, so you asking me not to turn on my lights for 3 or 4 days and, you know, to sit in the dark?
Well, I'm just saying, it's only going to be for a couple of days. I know it's a little bit of an inconvenience, but, I mean, I can't be over here in the house, you know, damn near about to burn down.
Are you listening to what you're saying? You're asking me to sit in the dark. You know, I got a baby. I can't sit in the dark.
Okay. I mean, do y'all have any candles or something y'all can work with or something like that?
I have to give my baby food, milk. I mean, really, you want me to sit in the dark and you don't want me to turn anything on? You know, I got to feed my baby.
I understand, and much respect to you and your child. I much respect. But what I'm trying to explain to you is, I mean, we have to look at the big hazard here. The bigger hazard is that I'm over here with fire on.
Okay,
you know?
First of all, where are you getting this we from? How am I involved in your situation? I have
because
nothing to do with what's going on in your house.
Your lights is patched in some kind of way to my oven and stove.
Okay, but I don't have anything to do with that. You know, you need to call management or I want to know, how do you know when I get home and turn on my lights? I mean, like, are you looking in my window or something? Are you a peeping Tom? Do I need to call 911?
You don't need to call nobody on me. Now, what we need to do is get somebody over here and fix this oven and this stove. That's what we got to get done. But until then, right now, you can't turn them lights on.
Oh, I'm turning on my lights. I know you ain't trying to regulate what I do in my house.
Listen, I'm going to tell you just like this here. I'm going to need you to keep them lights off until maintenance get over here in 2 days. Now, if I see this stove come on and all these eyes on this stove come on, then I'm going to come back over there and we're going to have to rectify the problem. But I cannot have this coming on.
So you threatening me now?
No, I am not. I'm telling you not to turn the lights on. That's what I'm asking you to do.
Well, I can't sit in the dark, and I'm going to turn on my light. So, you know, you're going to have to deal with it.
No, I'm not going to deal with it. You're going to have to actually turn the lights off. Now, I understand. Do you have somewhere you can go stay?
Do you have somewhere you can go stay? I'm not leaving my house. I don't have a problem. You and the one with the problem.
I'm not finna leave here, and then you turn it on, and then
And if you come over here and knock on my door, you think you see fire in your stove, you're going to see some fire. I can show you some fire.
Okay, listen. I'm trying to work with you as calmly as I can, okay?
You're not trying to work with me calmly.
Okay.
The only thing you're doing right now is you're trying to tell me what to do and run my household.
Okay, if you're not going to work with me, then this is what I'm going to do. Because I already found out where the breaker is. I just go and just turn all the power off. So you don't have your power on at all.
Wait a minute. What the No, you can't turn my breaker off. Are you crazy?
I got to do what I got to do. I can't start no fire around
how
here.
How you get my phone number anyway? I mean, how you know my name, my number, all that? You know what? My about to come home, and he going to put the foot up your I don't care if he put your in the oven, and we set your on fire. What the you talking about? You gonna damn turn the breaker off?
Hold on. I'm trying to sit over here and prevent a fire for the whole complex, and you up in here trying to commit. This is like arson for you to turn that on.
I don't give a. You already got a problem, so I'm just gonna add fuel to the fire. You call me, and again, I wanna know how you got my number.
Look, I'm not gonna sit here and go on this little small talk.
I mean,
the problem is that we got a problem with your switch. When you turn it on, my
you don't have a problem.
Comes on,
you got
and all the eyes on the stove.
You
come
got
on.
A problem, and it's about to be a bigger problem when my man come over there and put a foot up your. I don't know who the you think you with, but it's about to be on.
Who do you think
you're
talking
the wrong to? I don't know how you got my number, but you called the wrong today.
Okay, fine. I got one more thing else I need to say to you. Is you listen?
What the you got to say? Because I'm tired of listening to you.
Are you listening?
You ain't said I want to hear today. You calling me with all this.
Here it is. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your husband.
Are you? Wait a minute. Hold up. This is who?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your husband got me to prank phone call you.
Are you serious? Is this for real? I don't believe this. I can't believe this.
You all right?
I know. I was ready to put a foot up in somebody's. I don't believe I just got pumped like this.
Okay, I got to ask you one more thing. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. You got it.
What you think, ladies, on International Day? What you think, ladies?
We think you're stupid on International Women's Day. All right, nephew. Coming up next, ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building. Ready for your love questions right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, it is International Women's Day. We will be highlighting ladies that are change makers and leaders in today's society. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey.
In honor of Ladies' Day, all of my answers I will make sure are geared towards the female advantage.
Okay.
Whatever the questions are, Shirley, that ain't always
International Women's Day or not.
Well, you know, sometimes you have to know.
That should be your answer every day.
No, sometimes you have to know the truth now. And the truth ain't always what you want to hear.
Because the truth will set you free. Here we go.
Hello.
Kelly in Fort Myers. Kelly says, I'm having liposuction soon, and my husband gave me the money for it. But he says I don't need it because he loves my pudgy belly. I'm doing it to feel better about myself after having two babies. Do I listen to my husband or do this for myself?
Well, I want you to understand something. Your husband gave you the money.
Yes.
He wants you to do it.
Yes.
But the smart thing to say is you don't have to do it because I love you like that, because he really is loving and honored the fact that you gave him two wonderful children. And he understands that. If you don't do it, it'll be okay with him. But he did give you the money already.
And if you don't do it, we want the money back.
Yeah, we're going to need that money.
How is this geared toward International Women's Day? Please.
Okay, that one wasn't. But it's a compliment because he did give you the money because he wants you to do it. But he also lets you know that he loves you just the way you are. And that's fine and dandy. But he wants to honor your request and give you the desires of your heart. So he gave you the money. He cool with it. He going to praise you when you get it. But it ain't necessary, is what I'm saying.
Fix it with Jesus.
But yes. if you don't take this $8,500, then we're going.
How do you know it's 81?
He want his money back.
We need his money back. It's going back in that account.
Come on, let's go.
We're moving on to Hendrix in Grand Rapids. Hendrix says, while my wife and I were on vacation, I wanted to have sex in a hot tub at the hotel. It was late, so we were the only ones out there. Hotel security caught us in the act, and my wife is traumatized. How can I get her to forgive me?
Not going to work, brother. She didn't want to. She did it your way. I don't know how you think. You in public and ain't nobody going to see. Cameras, security, iPhones, and black people out there by themselves. Somebody always
going to see.
Their race.
Chet, swing back around by the pooch. Two blacks alone out there. Go see if everything's okay. 10-4, they're out here, I believe they're, looks like they're engaged, they're having an entanglement in the water.
All right, so how can he get her to forgive him?
Hey, bro, this long walk back.
By herself.
She's traumatized.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving on to Jocelyn and Kenner. Jocelyn writes, my husband and I have, we had some AC work done in the house, so I went home to meet the technician. It was an old friend from high school, and I was surprised to see him. I gave him a hug, and we chatted a while. My husband saw it on our cameras, and he doesn't believe my story. I'm innocent. Why is he tripping?
Cause you hugging the technician. Why he tripping?
Yeah.
Because you hugging the technician.
Her high school
friend.
And
you went
friend.
Home for that. It looked like some type of rendezvous. And it just so happens that here come the air guy, and he happened to be an old friend, and y'all happened to be hugged.
But that could happen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely can happen. But this is how real men react now.
So I'm still trying to. This still is International Women's Day. We're still on it.
I mean, now you can't be hugging the technician in front of the camera that I don't know that you went home to meet because you say we had AC problems. Now all of a sudden you know him and y'all hugging.
Are you that insecure, really?
Am I that insecure? What the hell are you hugging in my house for?
But why are you watching your wife on the camera?
Yeah, I don't get that part.
Because he's wait that insecure and controlling.
Hold on, wait a minute. If your wife go home by herself to meet a technician, you supposed to look at her on camera. You got a strange man. No. You got a strange man in your house, so you thought. Okay. Now it turns out I know him and we hugging. That's why he on camera. Yeah. Hey, man, let me watch this cat over here. Got my wife at the house by herself.
Yeah, I get that part. I do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why is he watching her? Because he supposed to. That's his job.
Okay.
But why is he tripping, though?
He ain't doing no AC work. He chatting. That's why he's tripping.
So, ladies.
Okay,
ladies,
newlywed.
Ladies, hold
yes,
on.
Yes, Steve.
You all got some light fixtures coming to the house.
Uh-huh.
Your husband has to go home to let the people in.
Mm-hmm.
He lets the people in. In walks an old classmate that's a female.
Mm-hmm.
They standing there hugging.
Mm-hmm.
You see it, and then he tells you, oh, man, she's an old friend from high school.
Mm-hmm.
And your reaction is, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's
exactly.
My reaction.
Exactly.
Yeah. I trust my husband. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes.
What?
Yes. A damn lie.
No, I'm not.
We're going to do our research, though. We are going to do our research.
This ain't about you trusting your husband. This
that's
is
exactly
about,
what it's about
who this heifer in this house hugging my husband in my house.
But Steve, you
Carla for real.
I will ask my husband who is that, and if he tells me who that is, I have no reason to believe that he's lying about who she is.
Cool. What is y'all hugging for?
Because he just told you why.
But you make it seem like they're just standing there just hugging.
It's a church hug, dog. A church hug.
I have texts at my house all the time. I ain't never hugged now one of them.
All right, we're moving
on. But they didn't go to high school with you.
Yeah, from your past.
So is your answer.
Let's get to Mimi in Valley Vista. Mimi says, my husband's female coworker called him, and when he answered, she said, hey, boo. My husband says is what she calls everyone. I told him I want to meet her, and he says, it's not happening. Now he won't take any calls around me. Why?
I love this.
Hell no, he ain't taking no call. Because he boo. He not finna take no call. Come on now.
Hey, boo.
Hey, boo, what you
let
doing?
Let me tell y'all something. Hey, this Women's History Month question didn't work out quite right.
I love
like you thought it was going to.
Y'all tricked me.
All right. Thank you, CLO. Happy International Women's Day. Coming up, it will be a tribute to the ladies right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
President Lincoln had a quote that was very famous. It said, good things come to those who wait. We all know that, but that is only part of the quote. The full quote is, good things come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle. Well, if you're a business owner and want the best people on your team, the same applies. Thankfully, ZipRecruiter puts the hustle in your hiring so you find qualified candidates fast. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's smart technology finds top talent for your roles right away. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The event that initiated International Women's Day happened on March 8, 1908, when 15,000 women marched through the streets of Manhattan demanding the right to vote and for their rights as working women. The women asked for shorter work hours, better pay, and the right to join a union. There is no mention, however, of the countless enslaved African American women who labored without pay in New York and across the country. But we celebrate and pay homage to the powerful Black women that are making strides in science, technology, engineering, and math. We celebrate our first Black female Vice President of the United States. We celebrate our first Black former First Lady, Michelle Obama. We celebrate the first Black female Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, Representative Maxine Waters, and in the Southwest, we celebrate Representative Sheila Jackson Lee. There are countless and countless numbers of Black women in the motion picture industry as creatives, producers, and writers. And in radio broadcasting, we salute the Black women in this industry as well that paved the way for Carla and I to be able to do what we do daily and what we love to do. So thank you. Happy International Women's Day. I mean, this is a big day. Yeah. Really all the women is. Kings out there. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think, too, you know, we could talk about this morning. I want to throw this question to the fellas. What woman in your life inspired you the most? You know, we can throw that out there, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all know your mom. Your mama. Mm-hmm.
Ilosvere Harvey taught me faith. She just wanted me to be understand the power of prayer and the what how important faith, the role of faith could play in your life. She said, boy, you may not see it now, but you're going to need it. Yeah. And the more you understand that, the more comfortable your life going to be. And she's telling to me all the time, even as a kid, there has never been a lesson that has played a bigger role in my life than my mother's role of teaching me faith and prayer. And just the story of Jesus.
Amen.
Just the whole story. I ain't memorize everything. I didn't do everything right. I sure ain't. But boy, I'm going to tell you something. That was the most valuable. I've learned nothing more valuable than that.
That's so interesting because my story is similar as far as the lesson my mom taught me. Of course, you know, us both being female, she taught me so many lessons. But the one lesson that sticks with me forever and ever is when she asked me, where is your faith? Because I was going through something. I think I was having Sheridan at the time and I was scared and I was just freaked out and everything. And she looked at me and she said, where is your faith? And that's the moment that I realized that you have to exercise faith. You just can't talk about it. You got to actually do it. When challenges come along, you have to be in faith. You do. And when you're in faith, it can work out for you, of course. It always works out for you. But that was a lesson she taught me as well. Where is your faith? I'll never forget those words. I've taught it to my daughter and my granddaughter. And where is your faith? You got to have that. You got to have that. You got to have
it. My mama beat Jesus into me. I mean, just beat it into me.
So she's going to get you.
I have it. I have it.
I'm
uplifting my mama on International Women's Day. Beat Jesus into me.
She gonna get you for that.
I know him for myself now. Yeah. I have had him beat into me.
Only thing I was missing was them thorns on my head. Other than that, I felt very much
close to the story. Close.
But as you got older, your mom forgot all the beatings. They forgot it, right?
As soon as they get grandchildren, they forget. They don't even do the same stuff no more.
I didn't do that. I didn't whoop you. Mom.
What?
Beat the crap out of me.
I saw the Lord.
She told me.
But thank you.
She told me one day.
I appreciate
Don't whoop Jordan. Don't whoop Jordan. He all right. He made a mistake. Don't whoop you. What?
Made a mistake. Who are you, lady?
You.
Have we met?
Nah.
And I think for us in the black community, for us, it's our mother, our grandmothers, all of these women in our lives that help shape us to who we are today.
Aunts, your sisters, your aunties,
all of that. So, you know, we see women today. We hear women today. Mm-hmm. We're empowered by women. You know, I think for me, Shirley, the challenge is I'm always trying to balance having it all.
Yeah,
I think career, that's a lot of husband. Pressure. Yeah, a lot of pressure motherhood. That women mm-hmm. put on yeah. themselves.
They do.
Of husband, career, mm-hmm. motherhood, and, mm-hmm. and you got to set boundaries and set time for yourself.
For yourself,
and,
yeah. You absolutely yeah. do. You.
There is nothing like mama. Nothing. Nothing mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. It's just,
no.
There's no. nothing like mother, especially growing up, man. There's just nothing that competes against mama, man.
Nope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I watched my mama make some sacrifices, man. Yes, I'm talking sir. About getting her nursing degree at 27, going to school in the daytime, going to work at night. I mean, for 4 years. And I'm here I am, 10 years old. Got to take my sister to school just so my mama can finish. Mm-hmm. You know, the sacrifices she made, man, it's just unbelievable. And that's what makes her my hero, man. I've watched her.
And that's especially it. Single moms.
I've watched,
you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Single that's moms. It. That's what I'm just saying. That's it.
Yeah.
Balancing all, women doing it all.
All. Mm-hmm. Yep. And we celebrate you on this International Women's Day. We absolutely do. And thank you for all you've done. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour and continuing to celebrate women for International Women's Day, Carla is going to highlight female legends in music. This is going to be good. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
As we've been mentioning all morning, it is International Women's Day, and we continue to salute women by highlighting our legendary female artist, Carla.
Yes.
Let's go. What you got for us, girl?
Okay, so in this segment, you all, we're going to celebrate women who make music and culture. And, you know, mm-hmm. I see her, hear her. Mm-hmm. These lists of women artists, you have a connection between beauty, confidence, empowerment. So you ready for my list?
I'm ready.
All right, number one on my list. And I shouldn't number them because, you know, we already fell out about the Rolling Stones 200 list of singers. So I'm just going to throw them out there.
Come
the
on,
Queen
Shaka
of Soul.
Khan.
Right, right. The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, on my list. Mm-hmm. Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay. Sade. Mm-hmm. Anita Baker.
This is not in a certain order.
Uh-uh. Jill Scott.
Yeah.
Gladys Knight.
Yeah, come on. Girl.
Stephanie Mills.
Don't play with him.
Toni Braxton.
You better be
okay.
Yes, yes.
Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm. Focus.
Yep. Erykah Badu.
Yes, walk naked. Yes.
Patti LaBelle.
I mean.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Shaka Khan. And, let me say this about Shaka Khan. The other day, she did apologize for shading the other singers like Mary, Adele, and Mariah. She also said that music is not a competition. I love me some Shaka Khan. Uh-huh. So Shaka Khan, also on my list, Tina Turner.
Woo-hoo. Tina Turner.
Don't leave nobody. Come on.
Diana Ross.
The diva.
The ultimate.
The ultimate.
The diva
Ross.
Of all divas. Yes.
Alicia playing the piano keys. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you better know that.
Mm-hmm. Mary J. Blige.
Mary.
Hip-hop
Jennifer
queen.
Hudson.
J. Hud.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's what
her
say.
Singing mm-hmm. behind.
Girl.
Mm-hmm. Brandy, because I'm going to take mm-hmm. it to the 90s now.
Mm-hmm.
Brandy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, because I'm waiting on somebody that ain't came.
New artist, her. Mm-hmm. This woman right mm-hmm. here is a bad girl. Yes,
before you go to new artists, let me add one.
Come on. Add to
Fantasia.
My list. Oh, I got Fantasia.
Oh, you got it?
She ain't new artist.
You really new. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
go ahead. I got Fantasia on the list. Come.
Oh, but that girl, her cold, though.
Yeah, she cold. Yeah. She is.
She cold. I just got hip to her.
Yeah, you just got hip to her.
You got hip to her.
I just got hip to her.
Phyllis Hyman.
Oh, yeah.
Girl.
That's a good one. Late great.
Girl.
She could sing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Phyllis Hyman. Mm-hmm. I love me some Phyllis. Who you want to ask, Steve? You look like you want
Angela Beaufield.
Beaufield. Come on.
She got that voice like that. Sound like it's a rainbow.
Yes. International Women's Day.
Thank you, Carla. That was great. All right. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour. That's right.
Halo.
Yes.
Mr. Odell is here on International Women's Day. We'll talk to her right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Sister Odell is here, ladies and gentlemen. Of course she is. It is International Women's Day. Why wouldn't she?
My Lord, hey, you know what? We ain't got no time to waste. Keep the music going. I'm just here. Right? When I ain't got time to say this is International Women's Day, and I came on to uplift and give honor and glory to women's.
Yes, ma'am.
And Carly, beautiful list you put together, sweetie. It's good to do that, you know, and everything. But I want to come here. I know why you brought me in, and I ain't going to let you down. I'm here for the gospel singers.
Come on, Sister.
Okay.
You did the secular ones, and I loved them all, you know, because I, you know, I listen to me some, you know, secular music, you know.
Oh, you do? I didn't know that, Sister Odell. You listen to R&B?
Girl. Oh, me and Ella Fitzgerald went to school.
She's on the list, too. Come on, Sister
Odell. Yes, she is.
Ella used to sing in the church choir with me, the little choir called the Joylanders when we was kids. But she said there wasn't no money in that. She was right, though. She right. She went on out there and got famous. Went out there, I knew Billie Holiday. You know, all of them.
What? Sarah
But
Moore.
I wanted to just, let's just go down the list of black women that sang in church music.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Lord have mercy. Let's start with the greatest one probably of them all, Mahalia Jackson.
Yes, Lord.
Yolanda singing Adams.
Yes, Lord. Man,
open my heart.
I had to stop Steve a couple of times. He looked upside her head at the BET celebration of gospel. I said, "You ain't got enough God in you. You need to go on."
She's a beautiful lady, though.
She is tall. What is that girl that can sing? Kim Burrell.
Kim Burrell can sing.
Mm-hmm. And what's the girl that's married to the little fat boy? Mr. Brown.
Pamela Mann.
I'm going to see the king.
You better sing, Odell.
Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, let me get on down. Come on now. Now we got the bad kind of Shirley Caesar. Pastor Shirley Caesar.
That's right.
Take us to church.
Amen.
I knew her grandmama.
Oh, really? What was her name?
Who was that?
Dressing. Her last name was Dressing.
Caesar
Dressing.
Let that marinate, Sister.
Sink it on in. Yes, Lord.
Dressing.
Everyone's. I knew everyone's. There was another singer y'all didn't know. Oh. Alberta Clementine. She was married to the lead singer of the Mighty Clouds of Joy.
What?
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. She had a women's church group called Thunderstone.
Oh.
Mighty Clouds of Joy, the Thunderstone.
Yeah, the women's church group.
They was the Thunderstone. When they came in there, they brung it. So they called themselves the Thunderstone.
They brung it.
And it was just a lot of them, you know. It's a lot of good ones that's singing now, you know.
Mary.
Yep, Leandra.
Yeah. Them girls is good. What is the one? CC Whining.
Yeah, she can sing.
From the Whining family. Yes, ma'am.
Let's see.
What you got on your list?
Boy, the ones that's really singing, y'all ain't going to know. Bernadette Peterson.
Who is that?
Girl, that girl could sing. She sang at Only Revival. She traveled the country and did. Dottie Peoples.
Oh, Dottie. On Time God.
And what is my, that lady that passed recently was on Steve's show. What is her name?
The Pace. Yes.
Ain't no sisters like the Clark sisters.
Clark sisters, that's right.
Come on.
Every last one of them heifers can sing.
You bought the sunshine.
I'm talking about blows up. They ain't nothing, but you bought the sunshine. There's a bomb in Gilliam and everything.
That's right.
There's a bomb in Gilliam.
That's right.
Oh, that's amazing. It's so many people. I didn't have time to name all of them.
See?
Happy Mother's Mother's Women's Week.
Coming up
credit
next.
The women's
is that your message?
Prank phone call from the nephew, Sister Odell, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is this my house or hers? Okay, we'll get into that, find out what that's all about coming up. But right now, it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. Nephew, 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 it is International Women's Day. What you got
it
for
is,
us?
And I just cannot let you down. On International Women's Day.
Okay.
I cannot do that.
Oh, good, Carla, right?
Okay, this is good news.
Because we have to show love and affection for these beautiful ladies in the world.
You,
we
nephew.
Have to. So the prank today is, I love your wife more than you do.
I be got
what?
What?
Negro, what?
Sat up here. I told you.
You need to be concerned.
Women's Day.
I love your wife more than you do.
Sometimes
you gotta say it.
Look at me. I saw
Steve.
It coming. I saw
today,
it coming.
You gonna let him do this today?
This is
what day have you been able to stop?
He did it on Father's Day, Mother's Day,
Sunday, Easter, Christmas. Jesus' birthday, Jesus' resurrection, Palm Sunday.
Yeah, what day you gonna stop?
Ramadan. He just a fool through all major holidays. Kwanzaa, he'll act right. Happy Hanukkah, all the days of Hanukkah.
We had a meeting.
He
about
a candle
this.
All by himself. It don't matter.
What's the name of it again, Tommy? What?
I love your wife more than you do.
How is this, Lord?
Why did you pick that for today, Tommy?
That's appropriate for today, isn't it?
Is it? Is it?
Yeah. You don't see how this fit?
This ignorant show.
This don't fit to y'all. I don't understand.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what? I try to do something nice for y'all and reach in
Now we don't appreciate you. Is that what you're about to tell us?
Reach in my archives and get y'all something nice that's going to fit your little day. And now this how y'all act with it.
Oh, he put Lil on the front, too. Oh, he offended.
I can't stand him.
Play it.
All right, Cat Dog. Let's go. I love your wife more than you do. Come on, man.
Hello? Hey, I'm trying to reach Trey. This Trey, who is this? Hey Trey, how you doing, man? This is Milton. I work with your wife, Teresa.
Milton?
Yeah. You probably heard of me before. I've been at the job probably about 5 years now. Has she ever mentioned me?
Milton? No, I ain't heard no Milton. What's going on? Is everything cool?
Yeah. Everything is good. Hey, listen. I wanted to have a conversation with you, man. I don't really know how to spring this on you or whatever, but. Like I say, I've been working at the spot for 5 years and been on Teresa probably like around 3. And I guess what I really want to say is that I didn't gain some feelings for Teresa. And you know,
Hold on, man. You calling me and you're telling me right now you have feelings for my wife, who you work with, and you named her Teresa, because that is my wife. You have feelings for my wife. Is that correct?
Yeah. You know, it took me a while to come forward and say this, but I'm man enough now that I feel like me and you need to talk about it.
Bro, have you lost your mind?
No, I haven't. Have you lost your mind?
Listen,
I'm just letting you know, today is the day that I decided I'm not carrying this weight on my shoulders no more. I'm getting it off of me, all right? And at the end of the day, I love your wife more than you do.
What?
I love your wife more than you do.
Bruh, so how long you been loving my wife? You tell me how long you've been loving my wife. How long you feel that you have been in love with my wife?
I'm looking at, I know at least two.
And how long, does my wife even know this?
I mean, I'm sure she's aware of it to a certain extent.
To a certain extent? How certain of the extent are we talking?
I mean, you know, when we go to lunch together, I'm sure she knows.
Y'all be going to lunch together? How long y'all been going to lunch together, bro?
We've been going to lunch together at least 2.5 years.
I mean, we go to lunch together almost every day. I mean, we might miss a day if she go with the girls and I go with the fellas. So be it. But for the most part, me and her pretty much at lunch together.
Yeah, I need a. I swear, bro, stay the hell away from my wife, bro. I need you to back the. Ain't no more lessons, bro. Because you didn't talk enough. Ain't no more in love. Ain't no more state. You need to stay the back. Period. Stay the back, man. I don't want to hear none of that. Nothing at all. Because as soon as
man,
she come on,
we gonna. Hey, bro, listen. I know all about you, Trey. Everything about. All right. I already know how you treat her.
Bruh, I'm hot. Bro. I'm feeling like a strong sensation right now because I really want to reach through the phone and just break your neck right now. That's what I really want to do.
I do.
That's what I really want to do. And why is my wife talking about business outside of our household? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Hey. All I'm saying is when we go to lunch, she let me know how she's feeling. She let me know what she's going through.
Hey,
she let me know all of it.
Stop with that lunch, bro. I don't want to hear another damn thing about lunch, bro. Ain't no more lunches from here on out, bro. You calling me talking about you in love with my wife. You've been taking... You know, what the... Who the is a Milton?
I'm Milton.
Where you at, bro? Where you at?
I'm Milton.
You there now?
Hey, man. Listen, calm down with all that energy you got going on. Like,
hey,
you finna do something. You ain't.
Don't tell me to
you
calm
ain't,
down.
You're not finna
don't tell
do
me
nothing.
Calm down, bro. What? You down nothing to what?
You're not finna do nothing.
Tell me where you at right now, bro. I'm getting my keys right now. Tell me where you at right now, bro.
How about when you got laid off and you was off for 6 months and she was carrying all the weight and paying all the bills? You ain't jump ass in.
All right, bet. So since you know everything, I bet you know I got a too. So all you need to know is, bro, you're done, bro.
Okay.
You're done, bro.
Okay.
It's it, bro.
Okay.
That's
and
it,
you
bro.
Know what?
Why we folks talk about that he with my wife, saying that he in love and talking about lunch and
while we at it, you can thank me for the suit that you got for Christmas. You can thank me for that. I picked it out and I paid for it. Okay.
Word. Okay. Cool. All right. Cool. Well, let me go in the closet right now. Right now. All right. You talking about the great suit, the three piece? That's what you talking about? This got great bull right here with this bull. Anyway. I ain't like this.
Now you don't like the suit. You don't want the suit three times. Now you don't like it.
You ain't
told me at lunch when you don't want the suit, dude.
I swear to God, bro. I swear to God. I need to talk to my wife, man. Because I...
Hey, man, listen. You know what? I just couldn't hold this back no more. Me living behind in the shadows, but I'm over here kicking money out to Teresa when she needed. While you was laid off, I'm helping her out. I'm going, you know, I'm doing too much on my
end. Bro, you was giving her money? You kicking her money when I was laid off? You kicking her money?
Dude, somebody had to step up, man. And me and Teresa's tight, so you know, I just tried to step in and help her out.
So you giving my wife money? Is what you saying to me?
Do you want me to make you feel better about the whole thing? You want me to make you feel better?
You ain't need to make me feel better about shit, man. All I need to do is talk to my wife. All I got to do is talk to my wife, bro.
That's fine. But can I say something that'll make you feel better?
What?
I'm going to say this to you, Trey. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Teresa, got me to prank phone call you.
Wait, what?
Hey, this is Tommy, man. This is Nephew Tom, Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife
on the Steve Harvey Show. Oh, yeah. Shit. Bruh. You got me opening the safe, getting this pistol, bruh. Like, bruh, don't do that, bruh. You got to stop that, Tommy. Come on now. Come on. You got to stop. My heart is racing. I'm sweating. Come on now.
But hey, I got to ask you this. You got to tell me what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest radio show in the land.
It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Got to be.
Happy International Women's Day. Yep.
You keep your little so shout stupid. Out at the end what? To us. You keep that.
Woo!
Can't believe he
tense.
Picked this
point. It got tense, didn't it?
Yes, it did. All right. Listen, coming up next, it's the strawberry letter for today. And the subject is this my house or hers? We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Time for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM. All you have to do is click on Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
Mm-hmm. It could be yours on International Women's Day. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Crazy. Subject, thank you, nephew. Is this my house or hers? Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I are 29 years old, and we got married a year ago. Our anniversary is coming up, so his parents gifted us with a house. My husband and I thought they were giving us a down payment, but without telling us, they went and picked out our house and bought it. My husband and I were working with a realtor and looking for a ranch-style house with a big backyard. Our home search came to a screeching halt when his parents popped up at our house with balloons, champagne, and an iPad. They came to show us a new house on the iPad, and we liked the house, but it wasn't our style. It's a two-story home with the primary suite on the main floor, and all of the other bedrooms are upstairs. We want to have a family, and that's not ideal for our babies. We were not pleased, but we both had to act grateful. His mother took all the credit for picking out my house, so I pretended to be excited. But my husband was squeezing my hand under the table because he knew I was about to explode. The deal is done, and our mortgage is less than $1,000 a month. So we got past the initial irritation we were feeling. But now we have another dilemma with his mama. She's hired her old white friend as our interior designer, and they're planning to paint my kitchen a bright yellow because it's a cheerful color. I called my husband immediately and told him he better come and get his mama. He said to let his mother waste her money and we can change the paint color later. All I kept asking him was, is this her house or mine? And he kept telling me to calm down. It'll be all right. Well, it's not all right. Should I let him and his mama have this house? Are you crazy? Seriously. Are you crazy right now? I know. I mean, you don't want the, you know, I mean, somebody's going to be feeling some kind of way. I get that. Especially if you say something, do not say anything. You don't want his very generous mom and dad to be feeling any kind of way. You and your husband are missing the bigger picture here. Mostly you. I mean, this is for the most part a free house. What do you have? $1,000 a month mortgage? Come on now. This is a blessing. What about blessing don't you get? Don't you understand? You guys sound so ungrateful. And it's mostly you. Mostly you. Have you been watching the housing market lately? Do you know how much houses cost? Are you aware how hard it is to get a house? Have you seen the interest rates? Junior, you just bought a house. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I mean, here it is. You guys get a house. You have to pay $1,000 a month mortgage. They practically gave it to you, and you're complaining? Now, should your mother-in-law be trying to decorate the house, too? No. She needs to stay out of that part of it, except come by for dinner and stuff when you invite her. But I don't think you really understand what's happening here. You basically have a mortgage-free home. You just have to pay $1,000. They bought a house for you. Come on. I wouldn't say anything to them, but thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Don't be ungrateful. They didn't have to do this for you. The house may not be exactly what you want right now, but you can live there for a few years, save your money, sell it, whatever, and get something that fits your family more. That's what smart and thankful people do. Don't be stupid here. Don't be stupid. You better hope they don't hear this letter. That's all I got to say. Steve?
Well, they're going to hear the letter. And
yeah, they are.
Okay. Here's the deal. You're 29 years old. You don't even know yet. You have no idea what these people have actually done. You have no idea what they saved you. You're on the market looking for a house. You got to have a down payment. They give you the house that you would have had to put a down payment on. And now the down payment, as hard as it is to save lump sums of money, you now get to keep your lump sum of money. Now you mad because she done got the old white lady paint your kitchen yellow. I have so many damn yellow dishes sitting up in there, it wouldn't be funny. I had yellow tablecloth. It'd be the sunniest, brightest, happiest free room you've ever seen in your life. I think at 29, you're not looking at what this actually is. You're staring a gift horse dead in the mouth. You have been given, number one, you have an instant asset. And the money you were saving looking on Zillow for a house, you now get to keep. See, you mad about all the wrong things, little girl. Damn, I got y'all wanted the joy of buying a house. Somebody gave you a house. It's so much you can do. The equity that's in a house that's already purchased, the equity that's in the house, the asset that you have, you have no idea what that's done for you. And yet and still, you mad because they removed the joy of you looking for a house. You wanted a ranch-style house. They got you a two-story house. It ain't good for babies. You ain't even had no baby. You ain't even had, you know how many babies, you know how many families been raised with steps? It's not ideal for babies. When they gonna learn how to go them down steps? You just not looking at this the right way. When I come back, we just gonna talk about real estate. I don't have nothing in this letter for you that Shirley didn't cover. What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
You are looking at all of the negative and have not taken one look at the positive in this. And you therefore are
all
missing.
All right, Steve. Hang on. We'll come back with part two of your response at 23 minutes after. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, is this my house or hers? We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Is this my house or hers?
Well, the question, let me answer that question. It's your house.
Yeah.
She gave it to y'all. It's in y'all's name. She's just trying to be helpful. Man, she thinks she's doing you a favor, paying for a decorator, painting it for you, fixing the house up. You know, you got money. You could change all that. Look, your husband, he rocking a hard place. His mom and his daddy done this for y'all. And now his wife don't like it. He trying to just get you to, it's going to be all right. And it is going to be all right. But you act like a spoiled brat here. You're just acting like a brat. So let me explain something to you. Y'all ain't but 29. Your anniversary coming up. The parents gifted us with a house. We can stop the letter right there.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The praise dance, the parade I'm throwing for these people. I'm taking them to dinner. They get a day. International Women's Day. It'll be International Mom and Daddy Day.
Right.
My husband and I thought they were giving us a down payment. Wait a minute, hold up. So you ain't even had a down payment. I ain't even see that. Y'all thought they was giving you a down payment, but instead of down payment, they gave y'all a house. They picked out the house and bought it. Y'all was working with a realtor looking for a ranch style house with a big backyard. Then it all came to a halt when they popped up at the house with balloons, champagne, and iPad. They came to show y'all a new house on the iPad. We liked the house, but it wasn't our style. My first house wasn't my style. Yeah. My first apartment wasn't my style. My first car wasn't my style. You got to start somewhere. It was a two-story, we want to have a family, and that's not ideal for our babies. What babies? You ain't got no babies. We were not pleased, but we both had to act grateful. Act grateful. Act grateful. These young people today, man.
This is the worst.
And this is not all young people, so let me just correct that. Because I know some young people right now, you walk up and get in the house, you finna see a whole bunch of gratitude. Mm-hmm. We are not pleased, but his mother took all the credit for picking out my house, so I pretended to be excited. My husband was squeezing your hand under the table because he knew I was about to explode. The deal is done. Our mortgage is less than $1,000 a month.
What
kind of house is it? What? They done put enough money down where your mortgage is less than $1,000 a month. Girl. So we got past the initial irritation we were feeling, but now we have another dilemma. She done hired an old white friend, and they plan on painting my kitchen bright yellow because it's a cheerful color. You can go in there and say, hey, I can't paint it yellow. Yellow doesn't do it for me. What other choices do we have? You know, you could do that. I called my husband, told him he better come get his mama. Come get his mama for what? See, now you're making the man have to choose. You finna make your mama feel bad for doing y'all a favor. You was first looking for the down payment. These people turned around and gave you a house. He said, let his money, mama waste her money and we can change the paint color lately. All I kept asking was, this her house or mine? And he kept telling me to calm down. It'll be all right. Well, should I let him and his mama have this house? Are you for real? So now, this marriage that's only been a year, you ready to walk away from him, the house, and the mama? Look, girl, what's wrong with you? If this all it takes to break up your marriage, you probably shouldn't have got married, because I got news for you. It's way more coming than this here. They done gave us a free house in here painting our kitchen yellow and didn't give us no down payment. They gonna buy the damn house and then sit up here. Now this old white lady in here finna paint my kitchen for free, and I'm sitting up in here. She done picked it out, bragging, talking about she done picked out my house. Gonna bring some damn balloons and some champagne over here on an iPad. And now all we done had to call these realtors and tell them, don't call us no more because we messed around and got this damn free house. And she's sitting up in here taking all the credit for it. I don't want no damn free house. Want no mortgage for no under no $1,000. What?
That's what it sounds like. You're right.
That's all it sounds like. And it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Young lady, get a grip on yourself. Here's what you can do, and Shirley said it. Move in the house. When you get pregnant, sell the house and go get what you want. And guess what? When you sell the house, it will give you the money to put the down payment on whatever house you want of a house. And you didn't have a down payment or a house before. Or, hallelujah, keep the house, save your money, get a down payment, and now you have rental property. I don't understand how you're not looking at this girl. I've never.
Crazy.
I wish somebody to this day would give me a house.
Yes.
Okay.
Jackpot.
Junior just bought a house.
Just give me a house. Yeah. You can give me a house that needs fixing up. I take that, fix it up and flip it. I wish somebody would give me a house. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody never gave me no damn house. Mm-hmm. You are one spoiled, non-visionary person. But the most disturbing part in this whole letter is, should I let him and his mama have this house?
Yeah.
Gonna buy me a house and make me pay under $1,000 a month. Something I ain't want. Then gonna paint my kitchen yellow. I got to give me some paperwork. Mm-hmm. Wow, lady.
All right, please leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Well, on this Women's International Women's Day, we might as well celebrate some women in sports because they have made some contributions.
Yeah.
I mean, off the top, you can think about no other than the Venus and Serena Williams. I mean, they've made changed the entire landscape of tennis for women, and I'm just want to give them their props. Also, Simone Biles. Let's just go ahead and just say best gymnast I've ever seen. I don't know one better than that one. I've never. She got her own. She got her own flip. What that tell you?
That's how cold she is.
Gabby Douglas opened that door. Mm-hmm.
Gabby Douglas, yes, she did. Mm-hmm. Yes, Gabby Douglas, that's another one. Sir. That's true. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Here's another one in tennis. Naomi Osaka.
Yes.
Bringing attention to issues. Mm-hmm. I mean, just being an activist and a tennis player. I mean, that's another one. Here's one we have to give a shout out to. She's been through a lot, and I'm telling you, this is one we want to celebrate. Brittany Griner. I'm telling you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everything that she's been through.
Mm-hmm. Her strength.
Mm-hmm. Her strength.
Yes.
Bravery.
Yes. Yeah. And then I have to look at this.
Yeah.
Dawn Staley. She is the head coach of South Carolina. Highest paid coach in women's NCAA basketball
now. That's right, Junior.
Waiting on y'all. They said, Dawn Staley, wait a minute.
Yes,
Dawn.
I'm trying to go through it.
Okay. Yes,
I follow her. Yeah, she's a bad girl. That's the bad sister right there. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Another woman I want to give a shout out to, Candace Parker. Girl, I tell you, I love Candace Parker, WNBA player.
WNBA, yes.
Candace Parker, first woman to dunk in an NCAA tournament. That's what Candace did.
Was she? Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay, dog, we can go to the track.
Wait, stay on that.
Anybody heard of Jackie Joyner Kersee? Anybody?
Anybody
heard of FloJo? Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody heard of this girl named Allyson Felix? Allyson Felix? Hurdler, come on now.
I can hear you. I'm just
telling you, women have made dominant contributions in the sports world.
Althea Gibson.
Yes, sir.
Opened the door for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Leslie. We can't leave her out.
On International Women's Day, we just wanted to highlight all these women who've made all these great contributions.
Joanne Patterson.
Okay. Who's that, Steve?
Who used to come up to the bus barn and play tackle with the boys, and all of us were scared of her.
Shout out to Joanne.
Joanne
was knocking boys out.
First one to make the boys say, ooh.
Yes.
Right.
Little no facts.
All right, Junior, thank you. At the top of the hour, Black females across the world are still reeling from Trevor Noah's powerful emotional tribute to Black women. Remember when he did that back in December?
Yes.
Well, we'll let you hear it again. It bears repeating right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
No celebrity has publicly acknowledged and thanked black women quite like the former Daily Show host Trevor Noah did in his final emotional monologue. Trevor's last show was back in December, you recall, but his words still resonate today. Take a listen.
Special shout out to black women. You know, I've often been credited with, you know, having these grand ideas of people like, oh, Trevor, you're so smart and you're so, and then I'm like, who do you think teaches me, you know? Who do you think has shaped me, nourished me, informed me, you know, from my mom, my grand, you know, my aunt, all these black women in my life. But then in America as well, I always tell people, if you truly want to learn about America, talk to black women. Because unlike everybody else, black women cannot afford to f*** around and find out. Black people understand how hard it is when things go bad, especially in America, but any place where black people exist, whether it's Brazil, whether it's South Africa, wherever it is, when things go bad, black people know that it gets worse for them. But black women in particular, they know what is, genuinely. People always be shocked. They'll be like, why do black women turn out the way they do in America? Why do they vote the way they... Yeah, because they know what happens if things do not go the way it should. They cannot afford to f*** around and find out.
I love that. Thank you, Trevor Noah, for that.
Trevor Noah.
Thank you for that. That kind of put it all into perspective, you know? And Steve, you're a champion for black women. Always have been.
I mean, for me, I don't know anybody. There's not a single group that is responsible and has been called on to do more. Mm-hmm. Not in this country. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not in this country. Because black women have felt the brunt of all of these policies, whether it was the Willie Lynch letter, whether it was the 3/5 of a human being, whether it was women can't vote, whether it's blacks can't vote, whether it's been voter suppression, whether this has been the drug laws that created the mass incarceration of black men. Women, black women have suffered the brunt of what this country does more so than anybody. They've been on the receiving end. Now, black men, we all understand what this is. But we're talking about the women who have had to cope with this because they are oftentimes left holding the bag. And they are responsible for building up the backbone, the courage, and the fortitude of their men. And they've had to do it when wasn't nobody lifting them up. Mm-hmm. And when they take their men from the welfare policy, you can't get welfare if there's a man in the house. So when a man does come around, if the social worker finds that's out, you lose your benefits. So they don't even do nothing to promote a family. Mm-hmm. You have to be on your own to receive this. And you think that's some great way of helping single women. No, it's a great way to keep the destruction of the family in place, which you know is far more important than any financial support. But they know that. But that policy, who ends up suffering for that? Black women. Women of color. They've always done that, man. And that's the thing about it, man, that makes them such a special breed because they are just, man, them women, man, they next level strong. They next level strong. Period. That's all I can say.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for that, sir. Yes, sir.
Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show on this International Women's Day right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The movie The Woman King has been given official permission to release in cinemas in mainland China. It is expected to debut on April 14th. The Woman King was directed by a black woman, Gina Prince Bythewood, and stars Viola Davis and a predominantly black female cast. The movie has grossed $97 million worldwide, wow, with $29 million coming from international markets and $67.3 million in North America. So we have to say, on this International Women's Day, congratulations going out to Gina Prince Bythewood and the incomparable Viola Davis. That was, yes, absolutely my favorite movie of last year, The Woman King. If you have not seen it, please see it. I was upset that she was not nominated, Viola Davis, for the movie. I thought she would be, but it is, you got to go see it if you haven't seen it.
She got every one of the trophies. She got all of them. You good.
Did you hear, yes, your uncle?
You got a bunch of them. Yeah. You don't want me to say nothing.
Yeah, you shut up.
Yeah. I like how and you say like he don't know why.
Yeah, right, right. But speaking of nominations, the Oscars this Sunday. Let me tell you something. If Angela Bassett does not get an Academy Award, I'm going to walk down there.
What movie?
What movie?
Wakanda.
Black Panther. Yeah. Wakanda forever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is her time to get this Academy Award.
Well, yeah, you better get to walking.
God dog.
All right. We'll have more.
Need to head on down there now.
Show started 8 Sunday. Show started 8 Sunday.
Yeah.
More of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after the hour. We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. It is time now to play a round of Would You Rather. We want to get started right now. It's International Women's Day. Let's get to it.
Okay, so now, since it's International Women's Day, I will be asking the ladies the question.
Oh,
so,
oh really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to flip the script a little bit up in here, okay? Yeah.
Well, all right, here we go. Rather?
Would you rather?
Oh, okay.
Would you rather skip the hair salon for 3 months or skip the nail salon?
Oh, definitely the nail
salon. The nail salon.
Yeah, got to have the hair together.
Ain't nobody not getting their hair done for 3 months. Not, no, no, sir. No, no sir.
We're going to have to put y'all hands and feet in something, though, if you're going to do that.
We can get some nail polish.
Yeah,
right.
We can do our nails.
We can get some gloves and some closed-toe shoes.
Right.
You got to get your damn hair done.
Gotta get it. Yes.
Absolutely. All right. Here we go. Would you rather have lunch with your ex or mow your entire yard by yourself?
Shirley, you go and then I'll go. Shirley.
I'm having lunch with my ex.
Jesus.
What?
Shirley ain't getting in this yard.
With my ex. Yeah. Okay. I'm not mowing the lawn. No.
Carla?
The entire yard. No.
I will mow the entire lawn, edge it, cut the shrubbery, plant
pull the
roses,
weeds.
Pull weeds, go to the back.
Mm-hmm. Not doing
that.
Sand
blast the house.
Yes.
Pressure wash the
dryer.
Put a new roof on the garage.
Before I have lunch with my ex. Yes,
it's
sir.
Just
thank
lunch.
You, Steve. Thank
it's
you,
just
sir.
Lunch.
Charlie, I don't care.
I'm not doing all of that.
All right. Would you rather be filthy rich with no friends? Mm-hmm. Or a hard worker with lots of friends.
Oh, we're already B.
yeah, who wants that? We've seen that movie.
Right, yeah. We're already B.
You don't need no
filthy rich with
filthy
no friends?
Filthy rich with no friends, yeah.
There you go, ladies. You don't need friends.
Take a page out of Steve Harvey's
yeah.
book. Yes.
Follow get your husband, lead. Kids, go on somewhere and sit your ass down.
Friendless. I'm cool
right.
with it.
All right, would you rather get quality sleep every night or have great sex every night?
B. I'm going to go with B. B.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, get it. Get
yeah,
it.
Me too. B.
Yeah, B.
Yeah,
stop
sleep.
Getting
that's a good
getting.
One, y'all.
You can sleep when you're dead.
Sex, I'm going to sleep anyway.
Yeah.
I love his comeback.
I know. That is the International Women's Day version of Would You Rather.
Thank you, Tommy.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back to... close out the show and do our last break right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this International Women's Day. Thank you, guys. We appreciate you. We love you. Happy International Women's Day to you, Carla, to you, Monica.
Happy International Women's Day to you, too, Shirley, Monica. Thank we hold it down every day.
Yes, we do.
And we want to shout out all the women listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. It's some soldiers. It's some strong women out there. We see you. We salute you.
We love you.
We know what y'all going through, and we love y'all. Y'all get up every day and keep
it going, holding it down.
What about the women haters? You want to say anything to them?
Not at all. That's where I draw the line.
We
if
see you.
You.
We see you.
Yeah, we see you hating.
We see you.
That's all. But it's all good. It was a fun day today.
You know, my closing remarks is really complimentary. I don't have the makeup that women have. I could not do half the things that they do. And if you think about it, fellas, neither can you. Could you really take all that they have to take? Could you really? Could you put up with all they have to put up with? Think about who we are as men. Just think about who we really are. I'm just talking to fellas right now. And honestly, who all we are. And I'm including myself in this group. Of all of who we are, do you know what a woman has to do to tolerate that? Now, fellas, before you start comparing, well, they tough too. Yes, they are. They are more than a notion. Please don't think you finna get one and this finna be happy sailing. You finna get your hands on something right there. But then again, ain't it worth it? Ain't it worth it? As difficult as they can be, ain't it worth it? But now let's talk about why they are difficult oftentimes. Oftentimes they are forced to be what we put them in a position to be. We don't like women who are so independent, but we've left them alone so many times they had no choice. We don't want women to be snappy and come back with quick comebacks, but we've talked to them crazy. You know, you want a woman to be submissive, but then you ain't giving them nothing to submit to a lot of times. You know, a lot of women would let you lead if you would show leadership qualities. I'm not talking about all men, because there's a lot of good men out here, and there's a lot of great women out here, but we got to give them credit where credit is due now. Because if you had to do everything that they do, if you had to tend to all of the things that they take the time to tend to, if you had to nurture everybody that they nurtured, your parents, her parents, the kids, the grandkids, what's happening up at the school, what's happening down at the soccer game, PTA meetings, going here, delivering your kids, taking your kids, all these extra, if you had to do all of that, how much of that would you really get done? I know I couldn't. I couldn't. Could you have taken what they've taken throughout our history? Could you watch your men and family get sold off? Could you watch that low-down slave master coming there to have his way with her? Could you do that and still be standing? I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't think you could. They've had to be stronger than strong. And now that we've said all that, and I haven't even began to explain to you how difficult it must be for them to try to climb the corporate ladder in a man's world, oh, my God.
Because we something else. The casting couches. Yeah. We mad at the Me Too movement, but we created the Me Too movement. We had to bring it, they had to do something. Because there was so many Weinsteins out there just doing what they, Jeffrey Epstein's, they had to come up with something. Man, half the stuff you mad about, women's lib, they had to come up with something. They won't equal pay because they've been underpaid. You want all that? Now, let's talk about just the real deal. They give us namesakes. They give us bloodlines. They give us, they populate the world. On top of all that I've said to you, they got the nerve to have the ability, the only ones who can make a human life. That's a lot, man. That's a lot. And I can honestly say, I don't have the wherewithal to do half of what they do. I'm a hard worker. I'm a great provider. I'm an incredible protector. But the list of stuff that they have to be that makes us who we are, that allows us to be who we are, the things that they have in their makeup that makes everybody's life better around them, your child's life is better because of her. Your life is better because of her. You look better because of her. You dress better because of her. You eat better because of her. You walk into a house that makes you feel better because of her. Wow. It's a lot, man. It's a lot that women do. I don't think this day is enough. They ought to have a women's year. Because they do a lot, man. They really, really do. Like Mother's Day ought to tell you that Mother's Day ought to give you a sign of what it really is. Look at Mother's Day compared to Father's Day. You know why it's that way? Because it should be that way. Their day is so much bigger because they do way more things than we do, fellas. And that's just being honest about the whole thing. So happy International Women's Day to all the women out there. Keep on doing what you're doing with your bad self. Keep on being strong with your strong self. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. I'm glad I ain't one of y'all because y'all do it so much better than we would. Thank you for being who you are. Those are my closing remarks today. Hey, listen, y'all. Talk to God. He loved to hear from you. All right, cool. Y'all have a great day. Happy Women's Day, everybody.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
For so many people living with an autoimmune condition like myasthenia gravis or chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy, the emotional toll can be as real as the physical symptoms. That's why, in an all-new season of Untold Stories, Life with a Severe Autoimmune Condition from Ruby Studio and Argenix, host Martine Hackett will get to the heart of the emotional journey for individuals living with these conditions. To find community and inspiration on your journey, listen now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
I'm going to go People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in exactly. to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, right. which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.